Okay, we're going to speak and think our abundance. This is another lesson from my Divine Money program that I thought I would share here on the program. So get pen and paper. I can help you start to speak your abundance into existence. There's great power in your words. And I will tell you how to use your words to create what you want. If you're new to this program, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I help people create the life of their dreams. If there's something that you are wanting that's maybe been eluding you, a goal that you've been pursuing that hasn't manifested into form, it's time to seek some support. And I can definitely assist you in getting what you want. Information on my services, again, can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, pay attention to the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. That's my new offering, as well as the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package. It's been very popular this year. I have a program, a digital program, that you can download immediately to help you activate the energy of abundance. And you can always book a session with me. I'm here to support you in multiple ways. Now let's talk about speaking and thinking your abundance. So moment by moment, you will be choosing to use only the most positive, high vibrating words when you talk about your finances. The goal is to speak abundance into existence. And I want you to start, this is a really beautiful mantra to help you start to speak and think abundantly, is start to say to yourself, something wonderful is getting ready to happen. Something wonderful is getting ready to happen. And just being in the energy of those words opens you up to possibilities. So start by saying this mantra 2 to 3 minutes twice a day. And then from there, I want you to choose to speak words that claim the abundant life or new story around money, around prosperity, around abundance that you desire to create. By changing your conversation, you start to attract the money and abundance you desire so you can live the lifestyle that you seek. You know what lack is. You know about limiting beliefs. Now it's time to be aware of what comes out of your mouth. And so much of what comes out of our mouth is automatic. We don't even realize we're doing it. I teach this stuff. I did a whole lesson this week for another program, and it was all about, you know, being mindful of complaining. And I caught myself today complaining about something. I was like, I don't even need to complain about it. There's nothing to complain about, right? So just be mindful of how you are using your words. This using of words is the intersection between what you know, right, intellectually know, and it's about spirituality, about manifestation, and what you're actually doing. So pay close attention to what you say. Are you speaking from a place of abundance? All things are possible. There are infinite possibilities. Are you speaking from a place of lack? I can't. It won't work. There's not enough. The words that you speak represent what you expect will happen in your life. When it comes to manifestation, you will attract what you expect. If you expect abundance, you will receive abundance. If you speak lack, you will receive lack. Sometimes the fastest way to abundance is to stop speaking negatively about all aspects of money. To fully let go of lack, you will have to change the way you think and speak. In doing so, you can literally talk your way into abundance. You can literally talk your way into money. So when you are thinking and speaking abundantly, you will attract amazing opportunities, people, solutions, and situations. Because everything is energy, your words and thoughts create your reality. Use your language to hold a positive expectation for what you will attract in your life and speak your belief in abundance. So you speak abundance into existence. So here's the reality. Spiritually speaking, only abundance exists. Lack was created by humans for humans to take them down a road I don't know what road we benefit. I don't know how lack benefits us in any way, shape, or form. But essentially, we as humans have created the notion of lack. And so the goal is to return to our natural state, which is abundance. So do your best to maintain a positive state of mind. Now, I know every moment won't be peachy, but you can always find the good or the positive benefit of any situation you are in. Be sure to pay close attention to your thoughts and speech when you are feeling negatively. There is nothing wrong with negative emotion. I'll say that. There's nothing wrong with negative emotion. It's natural. Remember, when your words are backed by strong emotions, whether positive or negative, you have the ability to rapidly draw that into form. So, positive energy is always stronger than negative energy, but because we are so programmed to believe in lack and to believe that only negativity exists or in a little bit of joy, maybe from time to time, we back so much of our manifestations with negative energy, and then we wonder why they don't manifest into form, or the abundance that we seek doesn't manifest into form. So be sure to clear, cancel, delete your negative words. Just, you know, just acknowledge them. You know, today I was talking to someone about a project I'm working on, and I was talking about, like, wow, this is going to cost so much to do this. And it really wasn't, like, I mean, it really wasn't in comparison to the original plan. It's a deal. But I have been so accustomed to, when talking about certain aspects of my life, to talk about it from this place of lack, complaining just kind of flowed out of my mouth without me being conscious of it. So be aware of that and say clear, cancel, delete. And then the energy of negative, then you neutralize the negative energy. Negative emotions are okay. Feel them. Feel that. Get clear about why you're feeling it. It's shown up to teach you something, to inform you of where to focus your desire, right? But you just don't want to stay there, and you definitely don't want negativity to be an automatic way in which you move through life, right? So focus, 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 and give your attention to something more positive. You may even find it beneficial to repeat out loud or in your mind, positive, 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 good, 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 love, 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 positive, 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 good, 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 love, love, love. I'll say this to you again because it's so important. God gets that you're going to feel negatively. It's what you put a lot of energy behind is what you manifest into form. So just be mindful of how long you're staying in that negativity, and if you're believing that it's the only way it can be. And if you are believing it's the only way it can be, then by all means, that is what you will manifest. So all possibilities, infinite possibilities, positive, 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 good, 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 love, love, love. So here are some ways, some new ways to speak your abundance into existence. I can't wait to buy that. It's all good. I know it's working out for the best. I have more than enough. I am open to receiving more. I believe it's possible. It's always a good time to make money. I'm in the ebb and flow, and I'm enjoying the process. I am so blessed. I am so thankful. I love that. I'm so excited. I am financially secure. In myself, within me, I'm financially secure. I know there's always money available in my life. The economy will be just fine. I will be just fine in this economy. There is so much money in this world. There is more than enough money. I know something great is getting ready to happen in my financial life. I know I have options. Life is good. Money is wonderful. There are lots and lots of jobs available. There are lots and lots of clients available. There's lots and lots of business available. I am building wealth. Life is so much fun. Life is so much fun. Now, when others speak negatively about money, here's what you can do. You can say nothing. If you are easily swayed by others' energy, say in your mind, that may be true for them, but it does not need to be true for me. I feel great about my finances, or I feel great about my life. When it's your turn to speak, say only positive words that mimic your truth, what you want to believe. Use words that mimic abundance. You do not have to say a lot or even judge what the other person might say. Just simply express your belief in abundance. Don't try to change others. I find that as people are getting deep into manifestation, they feel like they need to regulate on other people's negativity. Not your job. And it actually takes you away from the pureness of your desires. So don't try to change other people. You can share what you're learning in, you know, about abundance and the ways you're shifting your mindset if that's inspiring to you. But do not feel compelled to save someone from their lack-minded thinking. And then also, you can leave the conversation. You can always find a graceful and tactful way to change or move away from that conversation. So others might be speaking negatively. You don't have to engage it. So here's the exercise. What are you saying about money? Be aware throughout your week, throughout your time on this planet, be aware of what you are saying about money. What are common phrases you use? And see if those are based in abundance or if they're based in lack. And if they're based in lack, know that you can always change them. If you notice a particular negative word or phrase or sentence, be sure to release it. I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. You write it on a piece of paper, destroy the paper, let it go. The goal of all of this work is awareness. God gets it that you're learning. God gets it that you're open to better. God gets that you're not going to be perfect at this. Just consciously shift out of the lack story that really doesn't exist. We've made it up as humans. Only abundance exists. And then start to move more and more into a reality where you see, feel, know, sense that abundance is really the only way. The more aware you are, the more abundant you will feel. And that is my lesson on how to speak and think from a place of abundance. You can do this. There's more than enough. All is available to you. You get to have everything that you want. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach or if you want to learn how to be abundant, if you want to live a life of abundance, not just learn it, but live it, then I would love to help you do that. Please consider my services. Take a look at the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package, my money program, Abundance for All, and then, of course, you can book a session with me. Until next time, thank you for listening to this program. Please, please take care of yourself. I'll say it one more time. Take care of yourself. I love you. Goodbye.